Our next guest spends most of her time being professionally funny. She's also an actor, presenter, and writer.
Okay, whatever.
And she's got a new book that thanks people for doing some pretty messed up stuff. Please welcome Becky Lucas.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, it's a heavy door.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, welcome.
Hey,
babe. Do I just put these on?
Yeah, put them on, otherwise we're on here, Joel.
No, what are you welcoming us to?
Welcome to Meet My Vibe.
How are you, babe?
We like it.
I'm on air, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a nice coat, I like it.
Are you being rude?
Maybe. I'll let you know later. I'll text you.
Now, I always worry about big coats like that. It's like men who have a beard. What are you actually hiding under there?
Yeah. I've got one big tit.
At least you would put your sleeves in, because the thing I've noticed with ladies in winter, and this annoys me more than anything in the world, just draping a big coat over.
Yeah.
Like, put the sleeves.
That's what annoys you most in the world.
About ladies.
For me, it's poverty.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's world hunger.
Oh, yeah, true. All right.
Don't be fooled by the fact that that's the thing that annoys him most.
No,
because
there
is a long list of annoying things we hear every day.
That's why
day
we're all here together. We all get annoyed easily by things.
Yeah, it makes the world go around. I'm also like, it's so scary when someone compliments something you've got on, because sometimes people just notice that you have something on and it doesn't necessarily mean they like it, but they don't know what else to say. Sometimes someone will be wearing something really ugly and I'm like, I love your hat. But what I mean is, like, I've seen your hat.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we've seen your coat.
Yeah,
well,
you've seen my coat.
Oh, I love the coat.
Thanks, guys.
Now, you and Joel are old mates. He's just told us just as you were walking in during the song that you may have shared a bed at one point.
We did.
In New York, I'd just been dumped and Becky had a place.
I thought I could turn him.
Well, Kate thinks she still can.
I don't think that.
No, we did. It was like a single bed as well.
Yeah, it was tiny. It was like a little New York apartment. It's sort of like Sex in the City.
It was so sexy.
Nothing like Sex in the City, where you kind of head, you know, when you sleep in a single bed, usually with someone that you're not romantically linked to, you do the head to, do you call it head to toe?
Top and tail.
Top to tail, yeah.
No,
something like that.
We didn't, but I think maybe, did we have like a barrier of pillows or something?
I think we had a pillow barrier, yeah, and I think we just passed out most nights. Yeah.
But when you're top and tail, though, the important bits that get you in trouble are still aligned.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh. Even if you flip around.
And you can't have a top sheet. I don't. Are you a top sheet? Do you do a top sheet?
I do. Yeah.
I think girls do top sheet.
Yeah, that's just how I was
raised.
That's
disappointing.
Boys do doonas so they can get up in the morning and just do that.
Yeah.
Just throw the doona and the bed's made. It's not made.
Yeah. Battle of the sexes here on Nova.
Are you working on a little stand-up comedy routine yourself?
She has been.
Now, Becky, you've got a book out, which is why I was talking to you, Acknowledgements. Now, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I will be 32 in July.
Okay. So, because Joel, how old were you when you put your book out?
Oh, like 25 or something.
Premature novel.
Yeah. I thought I knew everything.
But this is Acknowledgements, and you've noted that it's a memoir so far.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like probably better to write a memoir when you're younger because you still think people care. Like as you get older, and I can already feel it, it's like, ugh, who cares about anything that I say? But like now I think I'm still deluded that they do.
Thanks for all. You sent me a copy. Thank you so much. In the front, a beautiful inscription from Becky that said, learn to read.
I love Becky. Oh, nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't be that attractive.
Oh,
and still read.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen the cover of Men's Health? Joel's been banging on about it for weeks now.
Oh,
but
whatever.
He is hot and talented.
Have you been eating properly since then?
I'm back to eating. Like,
right,
I'm eating normally.
Yeah, three packets of Burger Rings yesterday during the show.
I weirdly have Burger Rings in my bag. I stopped off and got them.
Classy.
You do not.
I promise you, if you go into my bag, there's half a bag of Burger Rings.
Are they your packet of chips of choice from the service station?
Yeah. People don't like Burger Rings. I think they're so good.
They're great.
People just forget that they're delicious.
Mm.
Not as good as they were when I was a child. I think they have less flavour.
When they were invented.
Thanks.
Now, I've learnt something in your book.
Okay.
And actually not about you.
Sorry.
I learnt about Missy Higgins' song.
Oh, yeah.
The Special Two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell that? Because I had no idea that she didn't write this about a lover. Well, she did write it about
a
lover.
I'm scared that this is going to like blow up into a thing and she'll be mad at me.
I mean, we know the tune.
Okay.
It's a
Beautiful song.
No, beautiful song. Lisa.
If you're writing about it, though, did you have to run it past her, what you're about to tell us? Okay.
But this isn't private. Sorry, this isn't private knowledge. Like, people know this. So yeah. What do you think that song's about?
I would imagine it's lovers.
Yeah, well, it's actually not. It's a song that she wrote for her sister because she had an affair with her sister's husband.
What?
Oh, I actually just got goosebumps.
Yeah. An affair with her sister's husband.
And then that was like her song about them being the special two and like they'll come back together and they'll get through this and stuff.
The sisters or her and the husband?
No, like the sisters.
Yeah. Isn't that unreal? Gosh.
And does everybody know this?
Yeah. But well, I always used to think like it's so unfair to just get to write a song about it and be like, I've healed. The sister's like, she's like, yeah, I would have preferred you didn't have sex with my husband, but cool, I'm glad you've written a song.
Yeah, but that's the point. No one knows about it. I didn't know about that until I read Becky's book.
And you're big on that trivia.
Yeah, I love music.
You're a music guy.
I didn't really dive deep into that song. Like, I mean, I get it. I like the song. Sound of White, great album. But
You like make the girl sit on the couch and listen to like the entire album. Like, yeah, track 7's where it really like picks up speed.
Yeah. Or I learn it on guitar and then play it at parties.
Oh, God, you're so cool.
Well, speaking of cool, another thing I learned from your book is that you wrote Jack Johnson lyrics on Bark. Now that can't be true.
It is.
What?
Because where I grew up, it's like the only way you could be alternative was to just kind of like hippie culture or Jack Johnson. And you know, you'd like go to a music festival and you'd leave your band on. Like that was a huge thing.
Oh, yeah, you do that too.
I used to do that. After Glastonbury, I left it on for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best.
You should see his collection of lanyards. Oh, God.
As soon as you get invited to something, you can keep a lanyard. Now, has Joel told you much about this game that you're playing against him today?
I've been briefed.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, you've been briefed.
I've been briefed, yeah. Okay. I was like Michelle Obama, like as I'm walking along, someone's briefing me. Oh, yeah, like as I walked up the hall.
You're very similar.
But yeah. That's why you have the coat on. Yeah. See the ladies, Kate, then Tim will be behind the desk and Joel will be speaking to you from Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. I give a category and a letter, and the first to yell out a correct answer gets a point. The first answer you yell out is locked in. Okay. It's best of 7, but I'll give you a practice question.
Okay. I really want to beat you, Becky, just FYI.
I reckon you will. I'm a little bit hungover.
Cheeky midweek session.
I know you don't like me jumping in, but I don't know if it's a thing about my scoring, but I don't have a scoring sheet or a Sharpie.
Oh, yeah, and I noticed that Becky doesn't have water either. Would it be good to give the guest water?
Have you noticed my dry mouth? Yeah, no, they did offer.
It's all the burger rings you're eating before your appearance. Can someone bring Becky some water, please, and Kate a Sharpie, please?
I'm not very good at
scoring. You didn't normally run a very tight operation.
No, they did offer. Now I feel bad. I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I'm sorry.
Don't even offer. Just have it
storm
there.
Out.
It should just be there so it feels more rock star.
Oh my God,
you should have still sparkling and room temperature for everyone.
Was on her rider.
Joel won't score usually or prefers not to score because you have to take a back. See, I need some water. Are we sharing water?
Are we there yet?
Yeah, Joel doesn't like to score because he doesn't get to be the star of the game. Okay, so
it's all about you.
Being a ref is like refs are so they have no respect.
Don't
you think?
That's me.
Yeah.
All over.
Well, it's just so sad. Like no one's ever written a movie for a ref.
there's an Aussie film
about refs.
I don't think there is. Yeah, but never the ref.
Okay.
And like, no kid has a poster of a ref on their wall. they're the forgotten. They're the forgotten people. It's so sad.
Let's have a look at this quickly. Movie.
Surely there's
about
what was that
referees.
Footy? The Aussie
What's that Sandra Bullock film, The Blind Side? Oh no, she plays the mum and just adopts
the
bus.
She won the Oscar
for
that.
The referee. There's a film called The Referee.
But is it about a ref?
It looks like it.
Okay, damn it. But like we
it's
don't.
It's Swedish.
Not, okay, it's Swedish. So it's not in the culture.
It's not in the culture. No, you're right. You're right.
Maybe it's about someone getting a referral. Oh no, this was my referee. That would be a great film about someone's CV.
Yeah, like they've got a weird skin tag. This is my referral.
Actually, what's his name, this guy? What's his name?
Oh, he was in Wedding Singers.
Vince Vaughn's in The Replacement Refs.
Wedding Singers.
Okay.
The other thing.
Oh, yeah, he's in... Oh, no, Wedding Crashes.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. Movie chat.
Becky, we spend all day doing this, just FYI.
Yeah, this is the show. just Googling stuff that you just mentioned. And then we play out the tunes. All right, here is the practice question. Name something you'd see at a comedy show starting with A.
Asshole.
Archmarker.
Oh, damn it.
No, arsehole's in there. That's good.
Okay,
that was good.
Well done. I see lies and lies.
At comedy shows, though?
So funny, it's like B. The next one's B. It's like, bitch.
B Becky Lucas is here, going to play Joel Creasy in Quick Draw when we come back.
Hey, Tim and Joel's Quick Draw.
Becky Lucas is with us. Her new book, Acknowledgements, is out now. You're also doing the book tour.
I am.
You've done Sydney. Tick, you're off to Brisbane. I've just found out that's your hometown.
Yes.
June 20, then Melbourne, July 15. How are book tours? Are they... Are you sitting at a trestle table or...?
No, it's just like a bit of stand-up and then my friend Sophie's come and she sort of asks me questions and I talk about myself as per usual.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Like, I just talk about the book. It's fun. Come.
It'd be weird if we went to your book launch though and you were talking about Stephen King or something.
Yeah, like other people who've done better in the field.
All right, here we go. We're playing Quick Draw for real. Becky Lucas, okay. V. Joel Creasy. Question number one, okay. Name something you'd buy tickets for starting with C.
Concert.
Damn it.
Concert. Good.
You were freakishly quick.
Well, you were very good in the practice question, so I had to come out of the blocks.
Oh, you two, stop it.
No, but you're very good. You're very good.
We're not normally this nice to each other.
I know, this is so crazy. Right, we should do all of our communicating in a radio booth.
Name a pet name for a partner, starting with B.
Baby.
Baby.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. There she is.
That's
right.
1 point to Becky, 1 to Joel.
That one was easy, guys.
Mm, yeah, come on.
Come on, we're better than this.
Okay, let's see if we can ramp it up next. Question three, name something you do before going to bed, starting with R.
Read.
Of course you would read.
Yes, I simply love to read.
2 points to Becky, 1 point to Joel.
You make me say brush your teeth.
I know, I was like, I know brush has an R in it.
I know, I was like, how can I get teeth brushing in with an R?
Yeah.
I love the backstories.
I know. Okay,
the backstories about all the
What was weird is I was thinking that exact thing. I was like, brushing teeth, how could I make it about an R? How? Maybe we have the same brain.
We do.
You're still letting them do this? If I was doing that, you would have pulled me up ages ago.
Well, because Becky's a guest. I've never met Becky before.
You like Becky.
Of course, she has to be nice to me
and then the abuse will
I'm really
start.
Enjoying her book. I'm like up to the Michael Jackson chapter.
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
Wow, that's so nice. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. I didn't just start at the Michael Jackson chapter.
My favourite.
Okay, question number four. Name something you'd bring to a dinner party, starting with B.
A bowl of pasta.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Bowl of pasta. What are we in, 2013?
Sorry.
Pasta salad. Yeah. A score, please.
It's anyone's game at the moment. Oh, 2 points to Becky, 2 points to Joel.
Oh, I'll give you a ding. Well done.
Oh, well done.
And you're just mixing it up with the wording as well.
Yeah, really I am. Nice. And I again, but now you make me so nervous. I know at
I can't
some
wait
point.
Till we get to the bit. You know the big bit?
Because I was like, oh God, if Becky gets the next one and she's three and Joel's one, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
No, I'm just like really tense for the next question.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'm
nervous about reading it.
Okay.
No one ever asks how I feel. Name something you would hang on the wall, starting with P.
Painting.
Yes! Painting.
Yes! Was that me?
Yes.
Sorry, Joel.
Oh, that was so close.
Okay, well, let's go to the audio.
Yeah,
we've got
audio,
time.
Please.
Really?
I'm taking my jacket off.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Oh, no, it's really hot in here.
Becky's not because she's hiding something under that enormous goat.
Oh, what do you think?
I just feel like I won.
Yeah, I think you did too.
I think you did too.
I said name something you'd hang on the wall starting with P.
Painting.
It was Becky.
See, just, you went, just. Oh, like you knew in your soul that you'd...
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joel. You really need
you're
this
You're trying
next
to rewrite
point.
History.
Okay.
Otherwise, Becky is going to take out the game.
All right.
Is that enough?
What do I win, like a water bottle or something?
Yeah, you get to take that water bottle home.
You get to go home.
I get Kate's water bottle.
It's got vodka in it.
It has magnesium in it, and I've noticed magnesium. I don't know about you if you ever had it. It smells really fishy if you don't wash it out very much.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Smirnoff magnesium. New flavour. Here we go. This is for the win, Becky, to stay in the game, Joel.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Name a body part starting with T.
Teeth.
Yes! Becky wins!
Well, hang on. But look at Joel's face.
What did
I
he
said
say?
Toes.
Well, let's go to the audio again because your
I think
face...
he might have got that one.
Toes, teeth. I mean, what? I both him, great answers.
I don't want him to get nasty. Like,
you know
body
what I'm
part.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, teeth are body parts.
See, I think they're on the edge.
Huh.
A teeth
and that bone. You would consider them skeleton?
Or an accessory.
I think bone, right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they are the accessory.
You name a part of your skeleton starting with T. That's teeth. But anyway, let's have a look.
But are they bones?
I don't know. Let's go to the audio.
Oh, sorry.
Because it's not going to matter when we know who
come
it is.
Come on, audio. Come on.
Hey,
oh, that was... That was the last question.
That's like the Wilhelm scream.
And you know what that means, Joel.
That was the last question.
That was painting. We're talking about body parts.
Okay, you got one job, Nilsie. Come on, mate. You're sitting in there with all your mates. Okay, here we go. For the win, Becky to stay in the game, Joel.
Toys!
Toys!
I still don't.
Toys!
Becky's in there.
It's Becky. Oh, Becky is gone.
You've got to back yourself more.
Yeah, I just worry that teeth isn't quite right.
No. Or toys.
Toys!
Toys! Becky, lovely to meet you. Congratulations on the book.
Yes, lovely to meet you guys too. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, lovely to meet you.
lovely to meet you. You guys are amazing. My God, I love you.
You are the best.
I love you.
You are the best.
I don't want to leave. I'm not leaving.
I love your attitude.
Can I just be a part of the team? What's the big deal?
Get a mic.
Kate, Tim and Joel is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcasts.com.au.